College. Here in the Panhandle, we believe that we can pick ourselves up from our bootstraps and solve our problems. This cowboy culture means that we are resilient and self-reliant. Sometimes, though, we are not equipped to solve all of our problems. At times, we all need help. There's nothing wrong with that. Research shows that rural people have stressors and experience mental health concerns at the same or higher rates of those in urban areas. If you are having feelings of despair, anxiousness, depression, or other mental health symptoms, reach out and get help. Mental health providers have been specifically equipped for your needs. Let them help you. If you need help, please call 1-800-662-4357 or call or text 988 for crisis assistance. Instead of judging, accept. Let's end the stigma together.
This message is brought to you by Beacon Panhandle, focusing on the recruitment and retention of behavioral health professionals.
Chadron State College faculty, students, and community ensembles will perform vocal and instrumental recitals and concerts throughout the spring semester. For a list of upcoming performances and other events, visit the Chadron State College website at csc.edu, use the Eagle Rewards app, or check the local event list at shadrad.com. Admission is free for all public musical performances at Chadron State College. We'll see you there.
Bad Boy Mower's legendary reputation for build strength, performance, and value is now available with Bad Boy tractors. From mid-size to subcompact models powered by a 22 to 35 horsepower water-cooled diesel engines, your tractor work just got real easy. On the farm, the ranch, or even around the house, Bad Boy tractors deliver on power and durability all day, every day. Stop into Sides in Milburn, your Bad Boy dealer at 111 West 2nd Street in Rushville. Bad Boy tractors. Work with an attitude.
May we have a brief, friendly chat?
Sound off, sound off.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
Sound off, sound off.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Good morning. It is 8:18 and 52 degrees downtown Chadron on a Friday morning. And this morning, we're going to talk about the Nebraska Business Development Center. Jennifer Whitrock is here, the office manager. Good morning to you.
Hi.
And April Wagner is here this morning. April, you are a graduate assistant at Chadron State College. So first off, let's just talk, where is the NBDC?
The NBDC is located in the basement of Burkheiser. It is on the north end of the building. We have a office right by the Business Academy.
And for, I know that there's going to be people that are unfamiliar with what the Nebraska Business Development Center is. So I'm really glad you're here because I think it really is an important aspect to our community. It's very helpful for people that are looking to start or expand a business.
Right.
Well, what's it all about? What is the Nebraska Business Development Center?
Well, often people call up and say, I want to start a business, or they say, I want to expand a business. And their first step is to log in as a client. And they can do that at csc.edu/NBDC. And in the center of that web page, it says client sign up or something like that. I think it says sign up new and existing clients, something like that.
So what kind of services can you offer for somebody looking to start a business?
Well, generally they need consulting advice, but they also need a business plan if they want a grant or a loan especially. And so most are unfamiliar with what that is, what is needed to be within it, and specifically they're unfamiliar with the financial side of it. And so that's actually where we begin. We make an appointment, we have them come in, and we start with the financials because they need to understand if it's viable before they even begin.
Absolutely. Yep. Anybody can have a good idea,
yes.
But to try to put that, and even just putting it on paper,
oh, yes.
Is an important part of all of that.
Yes.
You know, just
yes.
being able to put it on paper, and as soon as you go and try to procure finance in somewhere, you're going to find yourself in a world that's unfamiliar to you.
Very much so. And the business plan usually ends up in the hands of a local banker, and he either approves it or denies it. And if he denies it, or partially denies it, there are other places to get money that we give these contacts to our clients. And sometimes they're quite specific. We have, for instance, we could refer them to NEF, Nebraska Enterprise Fund, which has multiple types of funding. One of the types it has is for veterans. And they refer people to VBOC, V-B-O-C. It stands for Veterans Business Opportunity Center. It's located in Omaha, but I want to emphasize that because soon we're having a Veterans Day, a Veterans event, I mean, coming to Chadron. And we haven't publicized it yet at all. In fact, the location is undetermined. And what's the date for that?
It is May 29th. And
okay.
It'll be when we are there to speak, we'll speak over the luncheon, and it'll be from 12 to 1. But I believe earlier in the day, they are having like a job fair for veterans as well as opportunities for them to look into if they want to start their own business. And then that's where we come in with it. NBDC is we can help give resources.
Mm-hmm. And we aren't the only people helping. NNDC, Deb Cottier, that's Northwest Nebraska Development Corporation. She will be there, for example. And there are others that are going to be there. It's being organized by the Department of Labor with the local VSO, Veterans Service Officer. And so I think it's very unusual. I wanted to be sure and mention that up front because I don't think it's had much publicity and it's coming up relatively soon.
It is. And I think it is a very good opportunity for the veterans in our community and surrounding communities to mm-hmm. be able to start a business.
But we don't have all the details about when and where that event is yet.
Just the date and times, but we don't have the where. It
okay.
might be the fairgrounds, but that's still being decided, so I'm
mm-hmm.
not sure.
Well, when you have that information dialed in, sure let us know, and we
okay.
will pass the word along and
thank you.
Get it up on our website as well.
Thank you.
And so back to the Nebraska Business Development Center. Are you part of the UNL?
UNO.
UNO.
University of Omaha. In Omaha, I mean University of Nebraska in Omaha, is our primary recipient of the grant money that we get funded with. In other mm-hmm. words, the grant comes through Omaha, and then it gets dispersed to 5 centers across the state, us being the most west, and Scotts Bluff is another one. And the Panhandle is covered by both us and Scotts Bluff with this money that we get from the SBA. This allows us to give free consulting, no cost to the client.
That was my next question.
Yes.
What does it cost to take advantage of your services?
Zero.
$0.
That's cheap at twice the price.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the services are available to who?
To.
Is there a specific geographic area or
yes.
is there a limited? Okay.
Yes. So those surrounding Dawes County,
mm-hmm.
so we deal with clients who are from Crawford. We have worked with clients in Rushville-Gordon area. We've gone as far as Alliance
mm-hmm.
To work with clients.
So
Northern Panhandle.
Yes.
So Sioux County, Dawes County, probably Box Butte, Sheridan.
Yes. Yep.
That's the area that you cover.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so if you live in that area and you are thinking about starting a new business or expanding your existing business, or maybe you just, I mean, what if somebody just needs some advice about what they're doing?
Oh, certainly. We have what I call the pre-business idea phase, which is, in my mind, just a light bulb type of person who's coming in with a very rough idea of what they want to do. But worse yet, five rough ideas. And we have to help them sort through these ideas and determine which one is best for them, most viable, most financially reasonable, based on their skill set and their education and their experience. So it's very personalized, one-on-one. And we're the only service I know of that is one-on-one, face-to-face or Zoom, able to help people with their idea at the very beginning, which is critical. It's never too soon to come see us. It's possibly too late after you've made multiple mistakes and they've cost you money. And then we have a lot more trouble helping you, but it's much better to come early on, even if it's just a light bulb idea.
You handed me, before we got started, you handed me a sheet of paper that kind of describes the process of your services. And the first thing on here is strategic planning. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, if you have an idea that this is the kind of business you want, you need to kind of identify several criteria. Who's your clients or who's your customers? There's just a lot of things involved in that. Do you get into that with strategic planning?
We do. We sit down and we talk with the clients. Usually in our face-to-face meeting is when our first meeting is when we talk to them, but we really want to, what I found that I find very interesting is clients can come in and they have these grand ideas and they haven't really sat down and thought about the logistics of it, and the NBDC does a really good job of keeping everything real and doable. And so we sit down and we talk, okay, who's your client base? Like, who's your customer base? How many competitors are in the area? How can we make it to where your business is something that your customers would need over, say, this other business that does the same thing? What can you provide to customers around the area that someone else cannot? What are your resources? So say that it has to do with agriculture, and what resources do you have that'll make it to where you can use your resources to benefit you? If they're selling a product, is it viable for you to sell this product, or are you going to have to order this product to make this product? Are you going to have to order in from far outside, and is it going to cost you greatly?
Thank you. Yes. And what's interesting about the way we do it now, as I mentioned, that financial plan, it's far more than just putting numbers on the board, which we do. But as we're doing it, we're having these conversations. So it's organically coming to them as they speak about how they're going to make money with it. They're also telling us their strategy. So it's always their idea. They always own it. They decide whether to go forward or not. We don't tell them that specifically, but the numbers that come out of this discussion tell them whether or not to go forward. And the numbers speak louder than we ever could.
Sure.
We cannot give any type of financial advice. We can give them the numbers. And the beautiful thing about our financing, when we do the spreadsheet to figure out, is we actually go as far to do a three-year plan on what it would look like. And it's not going to be exact.
Bank is going to require that anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, we look at the three-year projection.
Yes.
Sure. Are you able to help? This is one of the, I think, big sticking points when a bank says, now we need a business plan and we need 3 years of projections. Can you help people do some market research? Because that's a really difficult piece of that. Mm-hmm. How do I know what my competition is, or how do I know how many widgets are sold in Dawes County annually? How do I put together these projections of sales unless I know something about the current market?
Certainly. And the market is based on demographics. In other words, if you tell me your client or your customer base is elderly, we can do some demographics and determine how many elderly people are here in Chadron. But it goes far deeper than that. If you give us 6 weeks, we can go into sbdcnet.org. And that has a few resources that you, as my client, can look at and see. But if you let us do a request for a report from them for you, it can give you, in about 6 weeks, your list of competitors and all of the demographics you need, a sample business plan for your type of business. It can give you very, very, very detailed research that can help you move forward. Even if it's just a restaurant and you think you know all about it, there's more to know.
Sure.
And they can get, and it can be localized. So that's not this general stuff you find on the website. It's local to your area. Like, for instance, it's your local competitors, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So we have so many tools at our disposal. This is one of many. But this is how we do market research with their assistance. And then when it comes time to do the growth analysis, we go to ibsworld.com. And there again, we have special access to the deep part of this website. And it will tell us the projection for the next 5 years, actually, that the business is going to grow by 4%, 3%, usually not 10%. Or is it going to be in the negative for the next 5 years?
Sure.
And so we can actually look into the future with the help of ibsworld.com.
You mentioned the fact that you're not involved in the financing. That's up to a bank.
No money here, no.
But you can help with loan packaging.
Yes, sometimes loans get kind of complex. NEDCO, I believe, has a 50% limit, for instance. And so then you're talking about more than one source for money. So it might be NEDCO 50 and the bank 50, or it might be NEDCO 50 and NDC 50. NNDC has money. Mm-hmm. So actually, Deb Cottier distributes LB 840 money for Chadron only. So there are various places, and they and then SBA, of course, needs loan packaging too. And so that is done.
Well, I got a lot more questions. There's a lot more information to cover, but we're going to take a break and kind of regroup here. Again, we've been talking with Jennifer Whitrock and April Wagner this morning from the Nebraska Business Development Center, a service that is available to you if you're thinking about starting a business, expanding your existing business. Dawes, Sioux, Box, Butte, Sheridan counties, those services are available to you. We'll take a break, come back with more Sound Off after this.
I'm Deb Fisher, and I approve this message. My top job is to keep this country safe. As your U.S. Senator, I have led the effort to stop China from buying our farmland and spying on citizens. China will stop at nothing to manipulate the minds of our kids and surpass our military, but not on my watch. With strong Republican leadership, the next century will be another American century, paid for by Deb Fisher for U.S. Senate.
To make your day.
Reliability returns to Chadron, and we are celebrating with a fare sale on all flights to and from Denver. For a limited time, flights between Chadron and Denver are just $49. Sale ends April 30th. Must fly by May 22nd. All fares are combinable with interline connections to United, American, and Alaska Airlines. Book online at iFlySouthern.com. The Chadron Festival of Quilts is back at the Dawes County Fairgrounds, going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday, rolling out the theme Disappearing Blocks. It's all about the cut. It's three jam-packed days full of quilters, vendors, displays, and special events. And of course, meet their featured quilter, Linda Anderson of Lakeside. It's the Shadron Festival of Quilts. Admission is $5 per day, or get this, $10 will get you all three, today, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Dawes County Fairgrounds. Find more info online at ShadronFestivalOfQuilts.com.
The law offices of Scavenol, Edmond, and Stetcher in Harrison commends the senior graduating class of Sioux County 2024 on their big moment. You have made it through your high school days and now are on to a bigger and brighter future. Scavenol, Edmond, and Stetcher wishes all 8 Sioux County graduates this year nothing but the best in all that they dream to accomplish. Please join these graduates in their celebration Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Sioux County High School Gymnasium. Time to kick up your heels, class.
SkyWatch forecast brought to you by Regear Custom Woodworking. Showers and thunderstorms today, a high in the upper 50s, northwest winds 15 to 20, gusts to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, 40% chance of rain, breezy, and overnight low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, there's a 90% chance of rain, breezy, and cooler, high in the upper 40s. 90% chance of rain and snow tomorrow night, an overnight low in the upper 30s. On Sunday, there's a 70% chance of rain, another cool day, high in the upper 40s.
If you own a flat-screen TV and can't find an entertainment center to fit it in, Regear Custom Woodworking here in Shadron will help you design and make the perfect entertainment center to match any room. You can choose from a variety of hardwoods and colors to any shape and style, large or small. Also, don't forget about the matching bookcases, wall units, trims, and moldings. Let Daryl help you customize your living room. Regear Custom Woodworking. Call him at 308-432-3205.
Light rain on and off downtown Shadron, 90% humidity, winds out of the northwest at 4 miles per hour. 50 degrees here at the KCSR studios.
Craving golden oldies from a bygone era? Then make sure to tune in on Sunday evening for Rick Jackson's Country Classics beginning at 7 on KCSR.
It is 8:37. We're back with Sound Off. We've been talking with Jennifer Whitrock and April Wagner this morning from the Nebraska Business Development Center. And during the break, Jennifer, you mentioned SourceLink Nebraska. That's something we want to make sure we talk about.
Yes, this is a resource center that is very up to date and is very well done, and it is a separate website, sourcelinknebraska.com, I believe. And here it is, sourcelinknebraska.com. When a person goes there, they can get a personalized action plan just written for them, telling them where to find whatever they need in Nebraska to start a business. So it's not just NBDC. There are other entities that help. And this will point them to NBDC as well as other places. And it's just such a strong resource. And so the resource partners, like it, we would be one of many, one of 500, actually, that can help people get started. But then sorting through 500 is no fun. So the personal action plan gives you the best three or four choices, like I briefly mentioned NEF a minute ago. So that's one of many also. But if people get overwhelmed just trying to search stuff on the web, they can simply go to sourcelinknebraska.com and get guidance, personal guidance, on where to get help.
I think really it seems like kind of the overwhelming theme here is that it's awfully difficult. If you're looking to start a business, trying to find all these pieces and put them all together can be very challenging for someone. And you're going to be required to do some of this to obtain any kind of financing. And it sounds to me like you're really the first step to help say, here's where all of these resources exist. Mm-hmm. These are the ones you need. These are the ones maybe you don't need. Mm-hmm. And you can really help point people in the right direction.
Right. Plus,
to get
local.
Them a solid start.
You know, we're right here face-to-face,
yep,
or whatever. So we're here in the Panhandle, Northern Panhandle, to help. And they kind of brag about giving extra help to rural Nebraska. people accuse Omaha and Lincoln of taking everything, but they don't really. And they actually do try to make it fair for the rural people.
And this is an example of where you can take advantage of some really valuable services for no cost. Mm-hmm. If you had to go out and buy a business plan or a feasibility study, those kinds of things, you're talking many thousands of dollars.
Oh, yes.
For something like
oh, yes.
that.
Oh, yes.
And you can get people started in this direction at no cost.
Exactly.
That's really important.
Yes.
Another topic you have mentioned here in the information that I'm reading is export assistance. I thought this was really interesting. Businesses needing help finding international markets, you can help with that.
Now, we have an army of people in Omaha backing us up. So one of those people is an expert on exporting information, and that function is specialized. And so, again, I didn't get to say we have women business centers, if it's a woman. We have exporting person. We have government contracting people. One is Chuck Beck, who covers the western half of Nebraska. So we have all of these divisions that we can point people to that are directly part of NBDC in Omaha. And so they're backing us up when we have specific needs, such as what I just mentioned.
Yeah. Well, the next topic on your sheet here is procurement. And
yes.
I find that really interesting because there's a wide variety of things that might meet the criteria for a government contract. You may be doing something.
Yes.
But how do you get a government contract?
Well,
the average person knows nothing about that.
The paperwork is not friendly on their websites.
Sure.
And Chuck knows how to navigate it. So he can help a person get a DUNS number or whatever that's. There's other specific things. He can help them with their ability to write the right kind of paperwork to convince the government that they're capable. It's called a capability statement that says that, in a nutshell, what they're able to do. Because sometimes the request of the federal government would be too large, so they end up doing a subcontract. But they have to size it right, and then they help them find the actual government contractors. FedBizSomething.gov, I believe, that is a site where there's, again, so many that you get discouraged looking at all of the ones that you do not qualify for. But so with the help of Chuck, he can guide people with all that nuance that is necessary to do government contracting. And I want to say, we have government contracting here in Chadron that people aren't even aware of. We have the Forest Service. We have, what's it on the hill? The
Job Corps.
We have, he also helps with other kinds of contracts like state and other government contracts.
And you don't have to be a giant business to get a government contract.
No.
I knew a man in Hot Springs. This is a great example of this because I knew a man in Hot Springs, not a big community, that had a lawnmower business selling lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaws and all of that. He obtained a contract through the state of South Dakota to sell them these products, and it greatly expanded his business.
Yes.
It was a great asset to him, and he didn't have to have some giant business somewhere. He didn't need to be known by the entire state.
True.
He was able to get a government contract, and it was very beneficial for his business.
Especially if it's an existing business looking to expand, that would be a good corner to start looking at more carefully and get in contact with us. We put him, you, for instance, in contact with Chuck Beck, and then things start to move forward. And he's part of NBDC, too.
What is the Nebraska Manufacturing Extension Partnership?
That is a website that I have to look at more carefully, but I think of it as being like it's been effective for helping people like welders, maybe, or manufacturing something like farm equipment, for example. But we don't have a lot of manufacturing in the Panhandle, truthfully.
Sure, right.
And so we don't have a lot of activity with that. And I believe they have their own website.
But if you're thinking about that, that's another you know, manufacturing, if that's something you're thinking about, boy, it's sure wide open in the panhandle, isn't it?
It sure is. There'd be very little competition here for that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we are going to run out of time long before I run out of questions. Is there anything else we really need to mention before we close today?
We encourage all of our people to join the Chadron Chamber of Commerce and or their local chamber. And I want to mention that I'm very impressed with the Chadron Chamber of Commerce weekly electronic newsletter. And in that, a member, can get a free 8.5 by 11 advertising sheet. And it goes out weekly. And it's really very good for absolutely brand new people who need to get their name out there.
Yep. Seen by a lot of people, the Chamber Chatter newsletter, you can sign up for that on the Chamber's website at chadron.com. You can call the Chamber. I think 432-4401 is their number.
Thank you.
Can get that newsletter very easily that way as well. And keep in the know. Yep. You can contact NNDC, csc.edu. Well, I said NND. I told you I was going to say that.
Oops.
NBDC.
Thank you.
Yes. You can contact NBDC on the CSC website, csc.edu/NBDC. There's lots of good information there. 432-6282, is that your number up there?
6282.
And so...
our email is nbdc@csc.edu, and we are generally in the office between the hours of 1 and 5 Monday through Friday.
1 to 5 Monday through Friday. So afternoons, weekday afternoons,
yeah.
You can find them there at NBDC.
Yeah.
Thank you for Jennifer. April, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
I think we all learned a lot.
I think we did, both of us.
All right. That's going to do it for Sound Off for today. Swap Shop coming up about 9:10 here on KCSR.
I'm Clay Anderson, and I'm running for Chadron City Council. On May 14th, I'm asking for your vote. As Libertarian candidate for City Council, my main focus will be on Chadron's infrastructure, mainly the improvements to the streets without raising taxes. I will make sure there is no striking while the iron is hot fiscal irresponsibility to create more affordable housing opportunities by eliminating zoning regulations and pushing for a free market system that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses.
Paid for by Clay Anderson for Chadron City Council.
Smart is finding the right fit when it comes to banking. At Platte Valley Bank, we have checking account options to fit your lifestyle and an online account chooser to make finding the right account easy. Choose a checking account that's smart for you, whether it's going paperless, earning interest, or saving on account fees. Simple or sophisticated, we have banking solutions to help fuel your financial goals. Stop by your neighborhood branch today or visit us at www.pvbank.com. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
With spring upon us, now is the time to be thinking about getting your herbicide, pesticide, and seed plan in place. Now, whether it's winter wheat, spring, or summer crops, or alfalfa for weevils, you need to give Panhandle Ag and Chadron a call for your custom spraying, chemical, fertilizer, and seed needs. Panhandle Ag, your independent agricultural retailer focused on quality products and exceptional service. Call Corey at Panhandle Ag today at 308-430-0462.
You can travel a long way looking for that great vacation spot and actually miss what you already have. Chadron State Park, Nebraska's first, is still king of the hill. Camping, cabins, swimming, hiking, horseback riding, an air pistol range, on and on. And then you get to a guest favorite, Buffalo Nachos. Again, this year, there will be special June activities like paddle boat contests, a concert, concessions, and a car show, which you're going to want to plan on. But sometimes, you just need to head out for an afternoon of nothing. Chadron State Park, the best backyard ever.
From head to toe, including orthopedic and wound care, Chadron Community Hospital has you covered with their wide range of specialty providers. Take the first step towards a healthier you with Chadron Community Hospital.
There's two things I know for sure. She was sent here from heaven, and she's daddy's little girl. As I drop to my knees by her bed at night, she talks to Jesus, and I close my eyes, and I thank God for all of the joy in my life. Oh, but most of all, her butterfly kisses after bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair. Walk beside the pony, Dad, it's my first ride. I know the cake looks funny, Dad, but I sure tried. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, must have done something wrong to deserve a hug every morning and butterfly kisses at night. Sweet 16 today, and she's looking like her mom a little more every day. One part woman, perfume and makeup from ribbons and curls, trying her wings out in a great big world. But I remember her butterfly kisses after bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair. You know how much I love. You've done something right to deserve her love every morning and butterfly kisses at night. Oh, like the wind, the years go by. Change her name today, and she'll make a promise, and I'll give her away. Standing in the bride room, just staring at her, she asked me what I'm thinking. I said I'm not sure, I just feel like I'm losing my baby.
You'll be no holding back, and here crowded room. Girl, it's just too risky to dance. Cause once I'm holding you, this thing could get out of hand. There's no controlling feelings this strong. We've gotta go where we're all alone. Cause once we touch, baby, we both know it won't be touch and go. It's gonna be touch and go crazy. It's gonna be touch and go out of my mind. There'll be no holding back in the heat of the night. When we finally touch, we're gonna ignite. Oh, baby, it's gonna be touch and go crazy.
When severe weather strikes, turn to your trusted source for the latest information at Stereo AM 610 KCSR. KCSR.
How much do I owe you? Said the husband to his wife, for standing beside me through the hard years of my life. Shall I bring you diamonds? Shall I buy you furs? Say the word and it's yours. And his wife said, I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the riches of the never be enough, and I won't take less than your love.
How much do I owe you? To the mother said the son, for all that you taught me in the days when I was young. Shall I bring expensive blankets, cast upon your bed, and a pillow for a rest your weary head? And the mother said, I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the comforts of the world could never.
Said the man to his Lord, giving me this day and every day that's gone before. Shall I build a temple? Shall I make a sacrifice? Tell me, Lord, and I'll pay the price. And the Lord said, I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the treasures of the world could never be enough, and I won't take less than your love. I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the treasures of the world could never be enough, and I won't. Your love.
Some programs this hour may be pre-recorded.
We're AM 610 KCSR, Chadron.